Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations, my...
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Caring. Welcome. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. It's my name. I have a play date scheduled on the radio with my beautiful sister, Dame Reverend Rio Rose Kelly. I'm so excited about this show. This show was being birthed before I, you know, but let me let you know about this love goddess that you were listening to, Wend by Sherry Marie, who, if I am correct, is in Russia right now singing and sharing her gifts. And I'm just seeing so many phenomenal women, phenomenal sisters out there in the world with passports and a B1 too. Wend, carry me away to let me see something other than what I have lived around all my life. It's that kind of raw energy today because I'm feeling number one. Yeah, I'm feeling like the magician. Let me let you know where you can find the love goddess, Sherry Marie, because she's got so many beautiful songs, okay? There's Wend. Her website is Sherry, CHERIMAREE.com. Her nickname is the love goddess, and she really is. Oh, thank you, Sherry Marie, for being there out there in the world and for all the other people who love and support her in doing what she's doing. So happy for her right now. Now, I have a guest, but I still don't want you to miss out on what your numbers are, what the energy that's rolling, because I'm going to let you know when my rockin' Rev Rio come in here with these angels and these wigs, I don't know where we're going to go. So let's just, you know, take a breath and chill out for a minute. How is your weekend? How's it going? We've got a long holiday. We've got Memorial Day. Big shout out to all of our people in the military who serve, and a big shout out to the families who support you, who take care of you while you're taking care of all of us. And I'm really excited because I know that Ancestral Blueprints this week, coming up with Lisa Iverson, a life coach today, they're going to take on Memorial Day, race, Civil War, and Memorial Day through the perspective of Ancestral Blueprints. It's going to be hot because you know what? Lisa and Ade are not really here right now, but I'm going to tell you why I love their show so much. I love their show so much because it's almost like haunted histories. Hey, it's me. You're listening to the Celestial Show. So, you know, I like a good ghost story. And I'm not saying they're talking about ghosts, okay? This is just through my lens, how I think, you know, the ancestors coming through. And I do believe they come through. But there's something about Ancestral Blueprints when Lisa and Ade just open up the pores of conversation, the spiritual pores, to allow messages that we don't even think about to come out through them. It's a powerful walk, particularly when they take something historical and kind of seep underneath it. So you definitely want to check that out at 12 o'clock. I'm going to go through the announcements real quick. Say hello to my family. I see Sweet Tea from D.C. on the line. I see Sarah. Whoop, whoop. Had a really good time watching the X-Men with you yesterday, girl. Yvette, hold me down like you always do. Life Coach today in the background, just checking out, making sure that the studio is clean. I'm not mad at him. But definitely check him out tomorrow, Women Look. I'm getting tired of y'all. I said it. I'm just so free today. Do you hear me? I'm free. I'm getting tired of y'all, though. We've got these men, this men panel, these phenomenal brothers of the community who come literally once a month to answer any question you have. They're coming in tomorrow to talk about bloom where you are planted from a masculine perspective. And I don't rip off another show, but think spiritual view, the masculine macho edge, but the balance of the sacred feminine too. You want to be there when Kazembe Abena, Don Wolf, Joe Kelly, Life Coach today, and possibly Ashende Amon join together. It's like watching the brothers in the village have a sacred conversation, and you can have your tape recorder going. But hey, guess what? You don't have to be secret about it. You can call in. If there's something going on with your son, your husband, your boyfriend, your coworker, your boss, we have a platform for you to come and go, like, is this normal? How do I get through this? How do I work through this? So I love that show so much. So they're going to talk about helping us bloom where we're planted and see what the world is like from their eyes. So that's the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, which is only aired on Mondays from 12 to 2. And I know that Ambassa Safera on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern is going to have another amazing conversation with J. Russell Washington around creativity and the open source and gratitude and receiving all your gifts. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, that's the place where you want to be on Thursday nights. And let me not forget the new show we're unveiling. The Inner Light Radio Show with Reverend Deborah L. Johnson. She's turning it out. She came in live on the first episode. This week, we're going to rerun one of her sermons from 2 years ago. And guess what? You know when a sermon is good when it is still on fire and you're taking notes. She's expanded from the sermon she did 2 years ago, but it still has a lot of fruit. So then the next following week, she'll be coming in, and you get to ask her questions and talk to her, and I'll be around hanging out. Whew. There's one more thing. Oh, yeah. Did you know Life Coach Today is going to be joining the 1-2 Radio on Monday? Nope. Stop that. Go back. On Tuesday, June 3rd. I'm telling people the wrong time. Yeah, he's going to have a new show, a morning show called Soul Food for Your Consciousness. So if you're having a hard time getting up in the morning and getting inspired and motivated to go to work or get up and feed them kids before they go to school, maybe you don't have any kids. Maybe you're just chilling in a house and you go watch TV all day long. Well, you need some motivation too. So you make sure that you check out Life Coach Today, a day, Anifa Loche, on 1-2 Radio. He is going to get you jumping in the morning. I cannot wait for that show. And that starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the roundup. Okay, let's do it. I want to bring my sister friend on as soon as possible so we can play and we can talk. Let me let you know that one is the energy running today. It is the Magician in Tarot. The number one is ruled by the sun, right? There's the first chakra, which is the root chakra, and she's got a fun way of looking at chakra rays, but it's not really chakra rays. It's ascended rays, but let me not get into that because that's archangel stuff, and that's her territory. So I hope she'll remember to come in and share about that. And I also want to let you know that after the week of playing with my Empress eyes, I decided to stay focused on my roots. What's the state of my roots? And guess what I found at my roots? Fairies and angels. Oh, laugh with me, people. I'm not kidding. All my life I've been running from my la-la mystical self, and I'm like, I got to stay grounded. I don't want wings. I got to stay on the ground. I'm in la-la having too much. Until when I decided to go on experiment to really look at what was moving in my life, I'll be doggone if I turn around and end up being smacked upside the head by angels. And I mean that in a good way. I really do. And my sister, Reverend Rio, did an amazing weekly reading for this week, and that was it. I was like, I need her for this show. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about her before I bring her on, and then we're going to get down to it. I'm trying to think what else is coming up. Oh, yes, yes, please. I got to keep you abreast of the moon, because I had a dear friend ask me, what was going on last week? And I really didn't know, but I can tell you. Well, I knew, but I had to look it up. Anyway, but let's talk about this week. Let's talk about on Wednesday. This week, we got a new moon in Gemini, and we also moved into the season of Gemini. So are you feeling frisky, flirtatious, and silly, and mischievous? Because I have been. I have been. I've been really embracing the energy of each season, not to lose it. So we're in this energy, and we're in this season of Gemini, you beautiful, beautiful twins, which is astrologically connected to the lovers. So we have yet another opportunity to get in touch with ourselves, and not only that, to get integrated. Because the more you fall in love with yourself, guess what? The more you find the love you want. I know it sounds corny and fake, but it works for me, and I want to introduce you to it. It's a law of attraction, people. What you focus on, you're going to get. So I'm on my Empress eyes focusing on love and light and beauty and angels and fairies, and I'm not saying no to anything. So I think that's a good start, right? Yeah, that's a good start. Let's get to it. Let's have some fun. Let me invite my girl into the room. All right, so let me give you a little bit about Reverend Rio, my beautiful sister. Oh, heads up, I want to give you guys a real early alert. June 7th, we're having a Mercury retrograde. Now, I don't want you to be afraid about that. Mercury is the messenger of the gods. We're having a show about angels, which are messengers. So when Mercury goes retrograde, what do we need to do? We need to slow down to get our messages. That's an important clue. So perfect. New moon showing up. We're going to plant some new seeds on a fresh start beginning on a number one day with the beautiful Dame Reverend Rose Kelly, who is all the things I'm about to say, but the place where I go when I need to be grounded. This is the woman that I call when I need prayers, and she is the woman that I will call. I mean, out of the blue, I don't talk to Rev Rio every day, but when I call her up, you best believe I need some foundational, I'm okay, it's okay, you are enough, you are my sister, you got this. So let me let you know how she shows up and expresses in the world. Dame Reverend Rio Rose Kelly is a minister, author, actress, teacher, angel communicator, and lives by love rules, and love is all there is. She is committed to helping others see their the best in themselves, no matter what situation or circumstance they are in, and realizing that they have within them all they need. Formerly, in her role as an agape minister, she was ultimately committed to the ministry of relationship. In November 2013, my beautiful sister was knighted as Dame of Honor in the Orthodox Order of St. John, Russian Grand Priory, in a beautiful ceremony in New York City. Family, please welcome my beautiful sister friend, minister, angel communicator, love and light, Miss Beautiful Dame Reverend Rio Rose Kelly. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
On fire,
I'm so
baby.
Happy
on
to be
fire.
Here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for just being so on point and pulling the cards I needed.
Oh, you're welcome. No happened. Problem.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah,
no worries.
Well, I am going to be saying everything that I need to, right? To make sure that they can get to you. So can you please give them your website? Because you can find the weekly reading. I did put it on my wall, you guys know, on my Facebook wall and Celestial Show fan page. I always leave my nuggets. So you can actually go to the conversation on Saturday and find it for yourself. But Reverend Rio, if they want to know how they can get to you, let's get your website off the break right now.
Sure. It's very simple. It is www.revrio.com.
Love it. That's so easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell us, I'm stealing this from a day because I love this question, and you haven't been here in a while. The last time you were here, it was my granddaughter's birthday. That was April 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
that was with a day,
been a minute.
Though. I've never been with you.
I know. This is your first time hanging out
this
with me.
This is my first time with just you. Just you and me. We don't have daddy in the house watching us.
Girl, I told you, Rev Rio, that ain't my daddy. He's not even
well,
my mom.
I'm teasing.
I know, but I'm telling you. No, I'm just kidding, girl. Girl time. We on the porch. We're chilling. We're going to introduce them to grounded spirituality. And when you know who you are and you're able to play with somebody with spiritual gifts, you don't have to worry about anything. I don't know what I'm going to say out my mouth right now, but I know it will be a message for God. So you tell me something. Who are you, and how do you show up in the world?
Oh, wow, wow. Who am I? I'm the presence of love. I am here for love. You know, bottom line is that I answer to God. I answer to love first. And not always easily, I might add. You know, I do get that little goblin ego thought that shows up every once in a while, but most of the time I check myself. First thing I wake up in the morning, I remind myself that I'm here for God first. First and only, actually. You know, I work for God. I don't work for a corporation. I work for God. So
I love that.
Yeah.
You're so on point. You work for God. Now, I was working on an experiment this week, and you know what? You found some stuff. I'm really excited that you found the stuff last night. You started to like some things. You are a place that I go to get grounding on Facebook or on your website. I've definitely joined your email, but I've been a little lazy in my practice. And what I mean is when I know that there is a well that is full of beautiful spring water, I go to that well every day, the way that I go to life. You know, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, blah, blah, blah. And so I was checking you out, and then I remembered being inspired by some of the things that you were posting, and you found that. Now, what I want to ask you now is while you're going through this process, you've had big transitions. You wrote in your blog about your move, your various moves that you've been going on. The various moves that you've been going on, how do the angels come to you? And yet you're still very practical. You've got a past. You talk about your life. You're working on a book right now. What's on your heart right now with this audience? Because you're not the only one who works for God. The angels work for God, too. And I wonder, do you feel like you're an angel on earth, Reverend Rio?
I feel like I am guided by my angels, absolutely. The interesting thing is that, like, the archangels and angels have never actually incarnated as a human, except for Metatron and Sandalphon. Those are the only two archangels that were ever in human form. All of the actual archangels and angels are all energetic, so they don't know a lot about, you know, timing and, you know, this is why you can pray. And they're like, no, nah, I got it handled. I'm like, yeah, but my rent is due next week. You know? They're like, no, we got it handled. No, but you don't understand. I'm looking at my bank account and it says not a lot. Okay. but your guides and your guardians, those are people that have, you know, been in a human body. They might be like your grandmother or your aunt, you know, genie or whatever, that have been in a human body and have a higher perspective and are a little bit more able to guide and help you as a human. So, but the archangels and the angels are definitely, more ethereal. So to answer the question, I feel that I have an angelic presence on this planet. I feel that I have a mysticism about me. As far as an actual earth angel, yeah, I could call myself an earth angel, but it would be knowing that it would be the angelic presence on the planet rather than having been an actual angel that has incarnated as a human. I don't know that that is my case yet, although, you know, Doreen Virtue has realm. She's just now teaching a realm class, which I'm also in, which talks about certain angels and angelic and different types of realms that are actually incarnating into human bodies right now. So the more I learn about that, the more I'll let you know. That'll be our next discussion. But, yeah, I'm in class with her right now on that. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Okay, so you know what? I'm jumping all over the place. Let's start with Reverend Rio. Tell me, as if I were 3 years old, what's an angel?
An angel is that being that you can talk to anytime, anywhere, any way, and is always, always with you and there to help you, no matter what, regardless of what your parents say, regardless of what your friends say. That being, that little flash of light that you see, that's your angel. And they are here to help you, always. And you can always talk to them. And they're always listening.
This is a really smart four-year-old, and I may end up, three-year-old, and I may end up staying in this place to tap at the power of your simplicity and your words. Because when you are grounded, you don't have to think about what it is. It just flows through you. That's powerful. I found something from the Talmud that I want to get your thoughts on.
Okay.
I put it in the description. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read the description. It has the quote in it, okay? And I just want to get your feeling, what comes up for you, and I'm going to let you just go. Because if we were on the front porch, this is what I'd be doing. Oh, by the way, darling, would you like some tea? Would you like some sweet tea with some lemon?
Yes, please. Thank you. Sweet tea. Lovely.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, then I'm going to send some to Kathleen Cole and Tamara Joy and Yvette and everybody in the phone lines, too, okay? You guys are all on the porch with me, and I want you to visualize a country setting and lightning bugs, okay? Because that's where we are having this conversation. So let me break down the state of your roots in Angel Rocks on a Celestial Show. You can join this conversation too. You can. 347-426-3346. There's an empty chair on the porch for all of you if you'd like to come up here and join us. So last week, Reveria, we focused on shifting our perception with Empress Eyes. And tonight, I really wanted to get to people's roots, the root chakra, being grounded. And I informed everybody that I had an amazing friend who was joining me. And so the questions that came up for me are, where are the places you feel safe and secure? And how can you strengthen your spiritual foundation? You know, we introspect, we meditate, we sit in yoga positions, we chant, we pull cards and pray. But when's the last time you had a play date? You are witnessing a play date right now. So we're coming together on this One Magician Day, and the magician is connected to Mercury, which is the planet that rules Gemini, the season that we're in right now, just to bring it all together. And the quote that I want you to consider, Reverio, is this. Every blade of grass has its angel that bends over it and whispers, grow, grow. And then I asked the question, if a blade of grass is so precious, then how truly loved are you? What do you think about that, Reverio?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, to me, that is also the same premise as the lilies of the field that toil and spin not. The bottom line is that we don't have to do anything to get anything, ever. We don't have to try and do anything. We're already perfect as we are. All we have to do is just grow, just be. That's what that means to me. And our angels are here to remind us that. That's why I said, if you're 3 years old and I'm telling you about your angels, I'm going to say that little light that is with you all the time, that being that you see with the little wings and that's flying around in your room that is with you, that right there is reminding you that you are enough exactly as you are. You don't have to try and be what your parents are telling you to be. You don't have to try and be what your classmates are telling you to be. You be what you are. You be who you are. That's enough.
I love it. You know, there were so many things that I didn't know about angels, Reverio, that I actually did do some research to prepare. And a lot of it is, I know, right? I think a lot of it is that, you know, I always felt goofy talking about angels. You know, there was a time when I was a kid that I talked about angels all the time, but I was really, and I'm still in my fantasy world. There are some things that come through all the time. And you see how I just called it fantasy world? What I know is real. But for
it is
kids,
real. It's more usually real than the world that you're getting your paycheck from. I'm just saying.
Break that down. Because, you know, there's that thing when you're someone who has been picked on. I mean, I've got this weird life of being really nerdy and really solid in school, but being a really big daydreamer. I had imaginary friends and all this stuff. And then when I grew up, the artistic part, the creativity part, kind of became in a shadow world because people would always say I was weird. So what do you do to feel grounded enough to say angels are real? Is it from your life experiences? Is it from the work you've done? How did you really get connected to this angel energy that you're able to talk about it and express the presence of bringing heaven down on earth right now?
Well, the interesting thing is when I was a kid, my favorite goddess and my favorite friend was Mother Mary. She was my buddy, more so than Jesus. I mean, Jesus was cool and all, but I loved Mother Mary, and I was raised Catholic. So for me, Mother Mary was my feminine influence, and she always had these angels around her, always. When I was in my room by myself, I would see these beings. I saw beings come through the wall, and I saw angels come through the wall, and that's a whole other story. But the interesting thing is that as I told my parents about it, they would say things like, well, that's not real. That's not real. You know, that's you're just imagining that. But I'm thinking, no, this is real. And so I started believing my parents, which is why I said, if I was talking to a three-year-old, I would say, do not worry about what your parents say. What you see is real. Your imaginary friends are real. They really are. Those are the real ones. Your parents are too old to remember that they had imaginary friends and that they had friends that would guide them. So just go, you be you. And so I actually squelched that for a lot of my life. And then when I got to be probably 16 or 17 years old, and I was actually going to commit suicide. I was not happy, didn't like my life, didn't want to be on the planet. And I had a whole bottle full of pills in my hand, and I heard this voice that said, do you really think that's going to change anything? And I went, and I was by myself in the room, okay? And I looked around, and I was like, I don't know. And the voice said, and I saw this light, which was my angel, and said, you take you with you. That will not change anything. And I went, oh, well, it's not going to change anything. I might as well stay. So I put all the pills back in the bottle, and that was it. And then I was back connected again. And I had moments off and on throughout my 20s where I connected and then not connected, connected and not connected. And what ultimately ended up happening is when I stopped using all kinds of, you know, drugs and mind-altering substances, which at that time in the 80s was cocaine, I got connected back again to my angels, which had never left me, honestly. But the thing about angels that you have to understand is that they will not interfere on free will. We humans have decided to be on this planet and learn about free will and about co-creating and stuff like that. So it's not like an angel is going to just come in and change your life unless you specifically ask. Now, the only caveat to that is if you are in human mortal danger, like if you are in danger of actually dying and it's not your time yet, then yes, an angel has been known to come in and, you know, lift a school bus off top of a, you know, of a kid or a human, or, you know, these magnificent stories that you hear of these things that happen where an angel came in and swooped you out of there. Yes, that is true. That is absolutely true. But other than that, you really need to ask for help. You need to, and I don't mean like begging or supplicating, but you need to just say, yo, I could really use your help right now. And they'll be like, okay. You are their job. You are the angel's job. That you are you. They go to work for you. So.
You know, that's so beautiful, and it really goes in hand with the weekly reading for this week that we're in that you pulled, and you pulled them from the Mother Mary deck. You know, so thank you for everybody who's listening to me right now. And let me just give you some feedback from the chat room right now. Kathleen Cole says, love this conversation. The veil between this life and the other realms is quite real and very thin. Yes, yes, Kathleen, I'm so with you on that. I think energetically. And Rev Rio, do you have something to say about the thinness of the veil these days? Because it feels as thin to me as it does during Samhain, or people better yet know as Halloween. And it's probably because we're in a transitory point within the seasons. But the veil does fill thin when we're at the point of crossroads seasonally as we move from spring into summer. But what do you think about that?
Well, we're
about
in the process
of the veil.
Ascending. The whole mm-hmm. planet is in the process of ascending into a fifth dimensional realm. So that is, this is just the way it is. It's been in the process for a couple of years. It was leaned into the process coming into 2011, 2012, but then now we're on the other side of that. So we're just beginning to actually access that fifth dimension, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and on. But truly, this is where the Ascended Masters, which I've talked to you about last night personally on the phone.
Yes.
I've been doing a lot of work with the seven sacred flames, the Ascended Masters, and the Telos.
Bring it in.
You know, and the realms, which are, you know, again, it's the process not just of human ascension, but the process the whole planet is ascending. It is shifting, and so all the old paradigms are falling away, which is why it can appear as if there is a lot of chaos right now, which there is. There's a lot of human chaos going on, but the fact of the matter is that this is what is necessary in order to, you know, break the strongholds of our own, you know, limited thinking and of our own limited way of being, quite honestly. As ascended masters, as ascended beings, we don't have, you know, there's not limitations. And I don't mean that like, you know, we can go off and do whatever, but we can. You know, the fact is that we are going to want to do good. We are going to be able to help each other. We're going to want, you know, it's the greed part, the selfish, self-seeking, self-centered ideal, you know, that has been so predominant over the world and over the planet and over everything, whether it's entertainment, religion, everything. It doesn't matter what you call it, but the selfish, self-centered, self-seeking ideal that has predominantly, you know, captured people's minds is falling away. And those who are grasping at it can make it a little bit challenging for those of us who know better and say, yeah, you can grasp all you want, but that's not going to keep you being in that place. And it's not going to hold us anymore.
I love that. What I would add to that with your chaos is that we're in a seven-year Revrio, 2014 equals seven. And while I celebrate that because seven is victory, which actually leads me to one of the reasons why our angels have wings, because I understand that our interpretation of angels as wings, it didn't start off like that, that it really started out with angels being portrayed as men, as humans, but before that, the creatures with the winged creatures was inspired by Isis, the goddess, protector, the mother, strong energy, and she has wings. And then when we move to the Greco-Roman mythology, we had our female goddesses, Nike, and Victory had wings. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we move into, here's Mercury coming in again on his Magician Day. And then Mercury has wings on his shoes. And then our angels in our paintings started to have wings underneath that influence. Now, is that your understanding about wings and angels? And what do you think about wings? What's the spiritual significance of wings to you?
Well, the spiritual significance of wings for me is the fact that we have a higher purview. If you notice that when butterflies are caterpillars, before they become butterflies, they're on the ground, and they only can see a certain amount, which is what's in front of them, a little bit what's ahead of them, you know, things like that. But once you gather wings, once you have wings, you have a broader view of everything. Birds have a broad view. Eagles have a broad view. Butterflies have a broad view. Anything that flies has to have a bigger view. And so our angels, of course, have a much bigger view than being in a human body. Does that make sense? And so we would naturally portray them with wings because they have a broader view. They see everything.
That makes perfect sense. I love how you're breaking that down. Keep going.
Well, I mean, again, you know, I don't know specifically about whether angels never had wings or did have wings or any of that kind of thing. What I see is, again, I see energy. You know, sometimes I will see certain lights or things like that that I feel and I sense more than I see, and that's because I shut my visual skills down for so long that I'm now opening them back up again. I'm, you know, massaging the pineal gland to open my visual skills back up to see the lights, to see them when they're around. I've heard them and I've felt them ever since I was a kid. And so as far as the actual wings versus no wings thing, it's more of an energetic so much than it is the wings. But again, because we're human, because as human beings, we don't physically, in a human body, we don't fly. We walk. I mean,
right.
We do pretty good. If you're Michael Jordan, you come darn close to flying when you're running and jumping and playing and stuff, but you really don't fly. And so when we think of the angels and flight, it also is a lighter than a human body. It also comes out of the deity of a human existence. So in addition to being able to see a broader spectrum of what happens to be going on, you're also lighter than air. You're lighter than a human existence.
Mm-hmm. I started the show out tonight with wind because wings has been coming up so much for me. And those are two documentaries that I will drop in a Celestial Show fan like page so that you can check them out. They're on YouTube. And both of them, very different styles, amazing information. Love History Channel. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them. But I always got to look at more than one source, and they were saying the same things. And that doesn't mean they're always right. But there was just something about the material that I was checking out that I was like, oh, I saw that there already. So I do have two very interesting angel documentaries that I will share with the listening audience. I have them in my notes. Now, what I want to make sure, because this isn't the last time that we're going to be on this porch, but what I want to make sure that I leave with people is your powerful reading for the week, because, you know, everybody is so caught up in our conversation that I'm like, look, if it were me, I'd be rushing to the phones like, I want them two to pull cards for me now. But you know what? We already did pull some cards. So we're going to get you your cards for the week from Reverio. And, again, I will make sure that this is up high. But she had a reading that was so on point. I'm actually going to tell you what she said last week while I was going through my grounding exercises. And, you know, we're at Rio. Let's talk about some things that people can do. And I actually think the grounding-rooted exercises are going to come from your reading. But last week, from 5:15 to 5:21, you went to the Dolphins and Mermaids, and you pulled a card in the foundational part, reminding us to dream big. And then the next card was divine magic, seeing the magic in every day. And then there was friendship, and you said, make a play date. I made a play date before I actually went back and watched this. And you reminded us to watch our thoughts. Okay, so those are some things that I'm just bringing to you right now, saying put this in your foundational point. You will be so grounded and so balanced that you will open up the portal to receive your divine guidance. And then this week, and this is what made me just lose my mind, Reverio pulled from the Mother Mary deck, and the first card was forgiveness, the second card was honest, third card was God, and he had a beautiful conversation about not even feeling comfortable with that word, but, you know, building to it and connecting with it now. And then you ended on prayer, and you reminded us to use affirmative prayers. So with the, for what you expressed, and I know we're not going to have time to do the seven sacred flame of ascended masters, but if you could just list them for us, that would be great. Can you share how you're feeling as you're walking through the cards that you pulled this week, and wrap it up with what are the seven sacred flames of the ascended masters?
Well, that's an awful lot in a very short period of time, but that's
and
fine.
You know
I'll let God answer
it.
That for you.
You got
well,
it. Go ahead, sis.
Like I said, you know, the foundational card this week was the forgiveness card, and then, of course, being in the present day from – that was from a couple of days ago, the 22nd and 23rd would have been honesty. And the biggest thing is being honest with yourself and being honest with yourself about your feelings and what you're feeling. You know, everybody seems to think that their feelings aren't valid. You know, people are afraid to feel angry. People are afraid to feel annoyed. You know, people are so into, like, oh, well, what's wrong with you? Well, you're feeling fear. Let's see how we can get you out of that. Heck no. Stay in it. Feel it and walk through it. That's where you got to be. Because if you're trying to wash away stuff that you're feeling, then you're going to be pushing it down and creating dis-ease in your body, in your mind. You got to walk through it. That's where the deal is walking through it anyway. You walk through the anger. You walk through it. Now, that doesn't mean you go out and, you know, yell at somebody or something like that, but you might. You might. Somebody might be the, you know, the recipient of that anger. And at some point, you may have to go and make an amends to that person or that place or whatever. But the bottom line is that you've got to feel your feelings and stop trying to fix yourself. There's nothing wrong with you. And that's where you get your blade of grass with the angel whispering over you to grow. There's nothing wrong with you. Just grow. Nothing. So stop acting like there's something wrong with you. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody who's listening. Stop acting like there's something wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. No matter what your parents told you, no matter what the church told you, no matter what your teachers told you, no matter what your brother or your sister or anybody else told you, your husband, your wife, nothing is wrong with you. You are absolutely a right human. You are a perfect human exactly as you are. And so you've got to be honest with yourself about that. You've got to be honest with your own being. And then, yes, check in and see what God is for you. That was the next card, was the God card. And not everybody, you know, the interesting thing is that, and I have cousins, I have friends, I have people that say, oh, well, if you don't have Jesus, you know, oh, come on, please. That may be working for you, and that's great if it is, but don't tell me what God is supposed to be for me. I'm not going to tell you what God is for you. You got to figure that out on your own. I love Brother Ishmael Tete, who I studied with many, many years ago when I first went to Agape and did the soul processing. And he said, the African tradition, God is like a mother who cooks for her children. And the mother is not going to cook the same meal every single morning, every afternoon, and every night. The mother is going to make a different meal every single day and every single meal. He's not going to have the same food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. She's going to make a different meal for breakfast, a different meal for lunch, a different meal for dinner, and a different meal every single day of that week. That is religion. There is a different meal for every person. There is a different religion. There is a different concept of God. Find out what that is for you. Work with it. And talk to it and make it personal to you. That's what I'm saying. And that was what I was talking about in my reading. And then, of course, the 4 to 7 day is prayer. And prayer means talking to God. We pray to God. We talk to God. When we meditate, we are listening. And whatever your concept of God, whatever it's energy, whether it's plants, whether it is nature, whatever that is, talk to that, make it personal to you, but speak in an affirmative way. It's not about begging or supplicating. When I say ask the angels for help, yes, you can ask it. There's been times I've been on the freeway, Archangel Michael, help me, you know, okay. And at the same time, there have been, you know, I know in advance that I am supported by the angels. I know in advance I'm supported by God, by love, by grace, by whatever you want to call it. The best way to do the affirmative is because it's for your own mind, okay? It's not about God. God doesn't know the difference between begging or not begging or, you know, any of that. It's for our own mind. It's for our human mind. We work better as humans, and we seem to progress easier when we see the glass as full. I don't mean half empty, half full. I mean full, full. Half of water and half of air. I always tell people this. They say to me, is the glass half empty or half full? I said, it's full. It's full. Half of water and half of air. It's always full. Your glass is always full. So affirm that your glass is always full.
Oh, my gosh.
Affirm that your life is always full and there's nothing for you to fix about yourself.
That is so on point. Girl, I love you so much, sis. And, you know, I love how you're – okay. I know, I got to, you know, I just list the seven ascended masters for me, and then I'm going to send you home, and they bring you back.
The thing is, there's more than just seven. It's not about seven ascended masters. It's the seven sacred flames, and it's a book by Aurelia Louise Jones, and I'm just now getting into it. I have not studied it much, but I have been studying it every day for pretty much the last couple of months. And, you know, for example, Sunday, which is today, is the yellow ray of wisdom or illumination. And it goes each day has a different color of ray. Monday is a blue ray, royal blue ray, and which is the will of God. Tuesday is the rose pink ray of divine love. Wednesday is the emerald green ray of divine healing. And Thursday is the golden ray of resurrection. And Friday is the white ray of ascension. And Saturday is the violet ray of transmutation and freedom. And so I'm learning. I'm learning myself. But this is where the fifth dimensional healing comes in and the ascension of our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and also ethereal bodies.
Sis, I loved you did it by the days. Do you know how many times I'm going to go back and listen to this show and figure out all the connections with the chakra colors? Because they're root chakra.
And the chakras are different in here. The chakras are different in here. That's what I was going to say. Like for today is the violet. Today is violet, and it's the solar plexus chakra. Whereas and then they have other rays. Like if you look back in the sacred texts of, I have the Holy Books of Thelema, which talks about the 12 rays and the 12 rays. These are the seven rays, the seven sacred rays, but there's also five hidden rays, which I was wondering about that when I started reading this and I saw there was five hidden rays. I'm like, yeah, I've been talking about the 12 rays for years. But the thing is that the solar plexus chakra in this particular book is purple and gold or something like that. And the violet ray is corresponds to the base chakra, and that's violet. So as in the human mind, the violet is on the top, but in an ascended way, it's at the bottom. So it's really interesting to look at the different colors here and how they are different than they are in the human realm, you know. So the green healing flame in this one is actually the chakra is the third eye.
Wow.
Ascended masters. So,
sure.
Yeah, I'm learning too.
Hey, look, I'm going to follow up on those books and post it. I want to walk it with you, okay? Underneath us right now, I have Destiny Harpist from The Hood singing the song Grace, which you bring up for me.
I want to thank you so much for spending your Sunday night with me, Rev Rio. It won't be the last time. There are more conversations that we need to have. I need more time on this front porch because I need loving, sustainable energy from women out in the world who's doing the work, and that is you. So can you please let my listening audience know one more time where they can find you?
Absolutely. You can find me at www.revrio.com. And I do personal private sessions as well, and that's all on my services page.
I love it. I love it. And Glenda Springer just joined us with all that water love. Well, not just joined us. She's been listening in and tapping into your energy. And here's some more love for you as I release this show for you guys to have a beautiful week. I love what Rev Rio is saying. Ask God for what you want. Ask God for what you want. And it doesn't mean begging, bargaining, or supplicating. People are waving. This is awesome. Yeah, my cup is always full. So thank you so much for sharing your beautiful gifts with us. And you, I'm just looking forward to your testimony report of how your angels came through for you. All right now.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Celeste. It was my honor and my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We're going to do this again real soon. Let me play with some more angels. Okay. Oh, one more thing. Do you have a favorite angel movie? Mine is City of Angels.
Oh, gosh. Mine is Made in Heaven, actually. It's more of a reincarnation movie, but I love that movie.
Okay, great. We'll have to check that out.
It's an 80s movie.
I love old movies. Are you kidding me? Cut it out. Are you kidding? So, look, family, we're going to wish Rev Rio a beautiful night. I love you so much, sister. You stay cool.
I love you too.
You stay beautiful. All right. I'm releasing my sister into the goodness of her life. Yes. Wasn't that beautiful, talking about groundedness and angels and doing it in a practical way that you can use it? You totally can. I want to thank you guys so much for being with me tonight. We're going out with Destiny Harpers from the Hood. Don't forget to join us tomorrow with Life Coach Today and the Men's Panel, Bloom Where You're Planted. There's so much coming up, okay? So make sure you join us over there. I want to make sure you hear the song, and I want to let you know where you can find Destiny Harpers from the Hood if you'd like to check out her music. It is destinymuhammad.com. This is Grace. And you know they say that harp, that's what you hear in heaven. So I wanted to end with that. So let's do it. Have a beautiful night, family. I love you. Make sure you love yourself.
I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you seek. Seek my face. I'm all you will ever need. All you'll ever
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.